Hi there. I hope you're having a great week. It is week 16 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. My daughter showed me a TikTok recently, and it was basically someone dressed up like Jason from I even forget the name of, I think it's called Jason. I don't know. Anyway, it was a horror show where the guy has the mechanic suit on and the mask on. Anyway, he was dancing around, and it said basically the it was basically a meme or a joke saying, "This is me after giving advice, after giving mental health advice or giving life advice to other people when I myself need to be checked into the psych ward." And my daughter showed that to me, and she said, "Oh my God, Mom, isn't that so funny? Like, so many people out there giving advice when they themselves are pretty much a hot mess." I laughed, and of course we laughed because it was funny, because there is a reality in that. We all either are that person or we know someone who is that person. There is something about acknowledging and taking accountability for your own inner toxicity. So you're like, what? What did you just say? I know what you're thinking. That leads you to recognize and refuse the toxicity of those around you. I'm going to go back to this in a minute. There is something about acknowledging and taking accountability for your own inner toxicity that leads you to recognize and refuse the toxicity of those around you. Listen, if you're standing up on a soapbox and you're trying to think that you don't have any toxicity in you, I am here to tell you that that is simply not true. We all have some form of trauma. We all have something that's gone on in our lives that has created toxicity, that has created problems, that has created stress, that has created difficulties for us. And so, whether that toxic trait is giving advice to people, even though you're pretty fucked up yourself, or whether that toxic trait is drinking or drugs, or whether it is gossiping, or whether it is shaming and calling names, or whether it is, I don't know, there's a million things. But the point is that you have to acknowledge. And when you acknowledge what's going on within yourself, and you're able to see where you might be having some toxic traits and where you might be making some difficulties and really making a mess of your own self and your own life, then you're able to recognize it in other people and say, "No, thank you. I won't be eating a serving of that today." We have to get real with ourselves. Last night I was watching the season finale of a show called Love is Blind. And you could clearly see the difference between people who wanted to take accountability for their mistakes and say, "You know what, I made a mistake and I shouldn't have done that. And, here's where I was falling short and here's how I've changed." And then you could clearly see where other people were making excuses and justifying why they had that behavior. And it was a very different energy. You could feel the energy. You could feel like, oh, that person's not healed and that person is healed. Stop telling yourself that you're perfect. Stop telling yourself that you have to be anything other than who you are. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We are not perfect. We all have toxic traits. If you're willing to look at yours and recognize what they are, then you will have less toxicity from other people and less pain and less trauma in your own life. I hope that makes sense. Have a great day. I look forward to connecting with you soon.